The free beer and hot wings show free clip of the day.
Hot wings, think back to 14-year-old you, circa 1986. Kelly, 14-year-old you, circa
2001.
Steve, what could you have accomplished? Like, what would you say your best accomplishment at age 14? 14 is seventh grade?
I started high school in 95.
Eighth or ninth, depending on.
I was an old kid, so.
Yeah. I was on the older side of my class.
That was my freshman.
I was 14 at the end of seventh grade.
95, I would have been. Wow. I had just finished eighth grade going into ninth grade.
Yeah. Okay. What's the biggest accomplishment you had at that point? I'll go first. I was Pat Sumjerk as Pat Sajak in the school assembly we produced and created of Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sumjerk.
It got big laughs and great reviews. Pat Sumjerk. Boom. Basically, it was a kid version of Johnny John being a dick to people.
I was going
to
say.
And the teachers endorsed it. So, I don't know why.
You really blossomed.
Yeah.
you really telegraphed what you were going to do.
My point is, that's my biggest accomplishment. And what I just said is stupid. Hot Wings, how about you?
Wow.
Biggest accomplishment by 14.
Biggest accomplishment.
I think it was probably, I had written, that was when I started to have to write term papers. And I wrote a term paper on Watergate.
Wait, so schoolwork you were assigned is your biggest accomplishment?
Well, but the accomplishment was that I did such a good job on it that the teacher asked if he could keep it so that he could use it as a reference for future classes.
Whoa.
Look at me, Mr. Knowledge.
There was a time I could tell you all about Haldeman and Ehrlichman and all those guys. John Dean.
Oh, I need to add one. I won the silver medal in fifth grade in the math pentathlon. Should have won the gold, but I freaked out during Contig 60. Just an FYI. Kelly, what was your biggest accomplishment by 14?
So I was young for my class. So I was actually going into my sophomore year. I was going to be 14, turning 15. And my summer freshman year, I went to Furman Volleyball Camp, which Furman University is a small school in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But I'd been recruited to play volleyball simply based on my height. And I wasn't bad, but I wasn't good either. I was just learning. And my parents said, we'll send you to this camp if you want to go. And I got there, and they put you on all the eight different courts. And as you start to show off your skills or lack thereof, they bump you down for like pretty much 1 to 8. And if you're on the first court, it means you're pretty low level. If you're on the eight court, you're really good at volleyball.
Yeah.
And I made it all the way down to number one. And by the end, because I was terrible in comparison to these girls that had been playing, you know, high school volleyball with travel teams, whatever.
Yeah.
By the end of the weekend, I'd moved back up to court eight. So I had won the award for overall best attitude because I sucked so bad in the beginning.
Best attitude.
And they were like, it's embarrassing because I was down there playing with middle schoolers and these other, and I'm as tall as some of the senior girls that are
like,
about to play in college. And
when
I
watched that 7'5" kid play basketball against his classmates on segment 17.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or did you look like Zion Williamson when that little preppy kid tried to check him up and he was like 6'6"?
I kept getting bummed down. I was like, surely they're not going to bum me down in the middle school courts. This is embarrassing.
But you look like a newborn giraffe.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was just so goofy in my movements. And they were like, you're still going through puberty. We got to sit you down with the 12-year-olds. So I went down there, but I worked my way back up. And in 48 hours, I think it was a four-day camp in the summer. But in 48 hours, I was playing with seniors that were going to Furman. They had gotten, and it was badass. So I got, get like overall best attitude. I also got most improved, which was really, really cool because people were like, man, you got to have a pretty goofy attitude to be coming out of that laughing. And I was. And it was really, really cool. And, man, I was good at volleyball after that. It felt awesome.
But most improved also means it's kind of a insult.
Lowest bar to
because,
clear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were the worst.
I know.
Now you're still the worst, but you're slightly better than you were a couple months ago.
Yeah. Steve, what's the greatest accomplishment that 14-year-old Steve McKiernan could have bragged about?
I remember every year we had to do the presidential or national physical
presidential
fitness things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
did
I ran
a shuttle run
sub-7-minute mile.
You had to do a mile?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, the mile run.
Back when I was a kid, it was only 600 meters. They probably didn't have a measuring tape.
651.
Dang.
That was my big claim to fame.
And that's what led you to be so interested in running and why you eventually ran a marathon in France.
Sure.
It ended at the Eiffel Tower, something I was certain you told me happened.
The Paris Christmas 5K.
So hard at the end of that mile. I just remember me and my friend were just like, let's just run as fast as we can for as long as we can. And so we're running laps on the track, quarter mile track. So we got three laps in and we were both like, we're still cooking. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. And that last lap was torture. And then we crossed the finish line. I remember the gym teacher, 651, 653. And I just barfed right there.
Man. Your little jersey legs running like 14,000 RPM.
Look like old baseball videos because of however the film worked. Like, why are those guys running so fast? Tip of the hat. Here we go. Let's go.
Your coaches were like, "Ooh, that's going to catch up to him."
Yeah. Oh, man. He's going to be sore. Look at that. He's got a 3-foot stride.
We all know that kid.
Yeah, wearing my Cinnamons and Pirates shirt and my Airwalks. The best running shoes.
Well, this 14-year-old.
Did you pump him up before you went?
This 14-year-old, slightly more accomplished than any of us, because she has won the Top Young Scientist Award for the nation at 14, and here she is describing her invention.
Oh, no.
My project is Finson headphones, detecting and treating mid-ear infections using machine learning and phototherapy. Every year, over 10% of the world's population experiences a mid-ear infection. Furthermore, not everyone has access to a doctor, which makes it difficult to diagnose and treat a mid-ear infection. My solution to this mid-ear infection problem is to create a low-cost device that can both detect and treat a mid-ear infection. And to make this device easy for children to wear, I'm incorporating both the machine learning software and the Blue Light into headphones. This way you can listen to music while treating your infection.
What?
Okay. First of all, she sounds like she's 30. What the hell are you talking about? Second of all, she created headphones that through machine learning will help cure middle ear infections, which is a big problem with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of kids.
Yeah. My son's got one now.
Yeah, they come and go all the time.
Tubes.
What the? 14?
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, it would be cool if I could make x-ray glasses so I could see boobs better.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I was invisible so I could see boobs better.
Yeah, the ultimate goal at 14 is to see boobs by any means necessary.
Well, she has a big advantage. She can look at her own.
Yeah.
Except if you were me at 14, then your biggest goal was to make your boobs what somebody would want to look at.
That's why Kelly still thinks like a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
She has not been fulfilled in that desire.
Can't wait to see him.
I'm sure you've probably seen more real ones than me. Maybe, I think that's pretty likely based on you gals.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.